Tune in for something different. Have you ever wondered what life is like without social media? Well, you found the right podcast. I'll be sharing what life is like without using Twitter or Instagram. I'll be talking about what I come across, curiosities, conversation, and living without social media. This means no Instagram stories, no posting on the grid, or composing a tweet. I'm Gem Swallow. Welcome to Cracky Gems Podcast, No Socials. Hello and welcome to Cracky Gems Podcast, No Socials. I'm Gem Swallow. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the episode that is, let's look back into Twitter and see how it feels after a month's break. So yesterday was the 30th of June. It's supposed to be summer. You wouldn't believe it though, but if you're an avid listener here, you'll never talk about the weather quite a lot, and I don't know what's going on with it. But it's the 1st of July, and I thought, okay, I'm ready for this. Let's give this a go. I've been thinking about social media, and this series is all about the fact that I've been taking a break from it. But I thought, okay, if I was more in tune with going back to social media now, which one would I go back to? And I was thinking, okay, the one that I'm more drawn to is Twitter. So I thought to myself, why not give this a go? Why not just log into Twitter and see how it feels? If it feels okay, perhaps I'd be more drawn to it, and perhaps I'll be more likely to maybe use it a bit more again. Or it could go the other way and be like, oh, no, what was I thinking? So in this episode, that's what we're going to do. So I have my phone in front of me. And if you can hear, like, beep, beep, it's because my phone is set up that you can hear every keystroke. And I don't have the Twitter app, so I'm going to go into the website. If I can still remember what my password is. Because I thought, okay, let's see. And I know the whole premise of this series, you know, is like when it comes to social media, no Instagram and no Twitter, and in that, not composing a tweet. I'm going to compose a tweet. I actually edited one of the podcast episodes, the most recent one, which was the ASMR one of coming shopping with me in Southampton. If you haven't checked that one out yet, you can go on back and you can find it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to edit that. I'm going to compose a tweet and see how that feels. But I'm going to see if there's any notifications, any direct messages, and just how it actually feels to be back on. So, if you can hear anything, I'm actually in my living room and I've got the washing machine on. You know, it's about as real as it gets, really, isn't it? So, if I can still remember my password, that would help. I'm still in the whole password and okay, maybe try my Twitter handle, that might work. It's been that long, I've forgotten how to get into it. So it started well so far. Okay, so it's happy with the the handle. So let's put in my password and see. Okay, wrong password. That's a real going well so far, isn't it? Wow. Okay. Have a couple of passwords. So one of them's gotta be right. Try one. Okay, that two of them are wrong, so that would mean I'm not concentrating on what I'm texting or what I'm typing. Come on, Gem. Concentrate. Okay, very hard to do. I hope that's the one. And we're in. Okay. Allow notifications. I thought they were already on. So if I turn on notifications, because I thought, oh, apparently my notifications are blocked, that helps. I thought I could get like a notification if I got a direct message. Okay, I now have it's been a month when I haven't been on. First thing that comes up is suggestions for you to follow. I'm good, thanks. Okay, can I get to the page? Because that would be grand. Okay. It's saying, what do you want to see on Twitter? This is interesting, it's only been a month. And it's asking you, it's kind of like when you first begin, when you first log into Twitter. So I've got a couple of things here. Go with fashion and beauty. What else? Arts and culture and music. Great work. Oh, I love a little bit of enthusiasm. Interests are used to personalize your experience and will be visible on your profile. I'm actually quite shocked at this. It's only been a month. We'll just go with next. I don't didn't really want to spend half the day logging in. Okay, I'm on my profile. And it doesn't feel too bad. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compose a tweet. Oh, it's got a new thing. So I want to share with a smaller crowd. Twitter Circles lets you send tweets to only the people you choose. Kind of like how Instagram stories are. Well, I suggest it is. I haven't been on there for a while. Okay. So I'm going to have to go onto my email. And I'm going to have to download the video that I did yesterday that tells me that it's ready to upload. Now let's see if this goes. Okay. Might be a little bit of a shock because I haven't been on there in a while. At the moment, it feels fine. So I've got the video. I'm trying to upload that. It's on my thing. So if you're already on Twitter, by the time this goes out, you might have already seen it. What should we say in the tweet? I really didn't plan this one out. Okay, let's see. Have you checked out my latest? Ooh, it's doing that like predictive texting. Have you checked out my latest series on Quirky Gems podcast? That would be me. I cut myself up. Okay. We're talking no socials. See. Well, that's up all right. So the video's there. I've checked out my latest series on Quirky Gems podcast. We're talking no socials. What else should we put? Feel free. Okay, feel free to. Ooh. Feel free to take a listen. Okay, and I'm gonna put me. Oh, actually, let's spice it up a bit. In this episode, which is the one with Southampton, you know, where I try to do a voiceover. If you haven't checked out the episode yet, go on back. In this episode, I try my hand at in-store voiceovers. I'm gonna tag Sainsbury's in this. You never know, it might lead somewhere. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? I'll try my hand at in-store voiceovers. And the signal's dropping out, that's not fun. I'll try my hand at in-store voiceovers. Sainsbury's, I'm available. You know, just putting myself out there. You never do know who this is, you know? I'm available. Feel free to DM. Wouldn't that be something if they did? I mean, if they did, of course I'd share it here, but wouldn't that be something? Like, I could actually get one of my dreams of being a voiceover. Let's have a okay, so have you checked out my latest series on Quirky Gems podcast? We're talking no socials. Feel free to take a listen. In this episode, I try my hand at in-store voiceovers. At Sainsbury's, I'm available. Feel free to DM. And let's put the link there, shall we? So people know. Should be interesting. I'll put the anchor one because that's one I can actually remember. Okay. Anchor.com/ quirky gems. Oop. Podcast. And then throw some. I hope this goes because the signal here is a bit naff. And I hope it takes with all like the video. But we'll see. Okay, this is my hand at initial voiceover Sainsbury's. I'm available. Okay. Right, let's try a few hashtags. Podcaster, in case you didn't know. Cousin family, that's a interesting one. What else have we got? Try feel good because I hope people feel good when they listen. And I assume funny. I mean, my name is Quirky Gems Podcast after all, isn't it? Okay, and I've reached my limit by two. Let's get rid of funny. Okay, how many have I got? Nine, okay. All right then, if I must, let's get rid of feel good. I mean, you're not making this easier for me, are you? Okay. I mean, gee whiz. Right, podcaster. Oh, have I? I know what I do. I get rid of. Okay, have you checked out my latest? This is a nightmare. Trying to compose a tweet when you've got so much to say. Have you checked out my latest series on Quirky Gems podcast? We're talking no socials. Okay, instead, let's just put no socials. Make it a bit sexier. Instead that Twitter actually likes it. I mean, my God, you know? Some people. Okay. Quirky Gems podcast. I did not see this coming. Okay. Instead of feel free to take a listen, how about in this episode? I'll try my hand at in-store voiceovers, Sainsbury's. I'm available. Feel free to DM. And the link. Oh, and we've got a few hashtags in there. Maybe that might work. Okay, so far it feels absolutely fine. I'm about to tweet this. I don't have a signal, so let's see if this goes. Okay. It's taken. Whoa, it's actually taken. And Twitter's actually updated a bit. So I have eight, what do you call them? Notifications and one DM. Let's have a look at DM. Okay, from a question I asked someone ages ago. Okay, a few more followers. Hello, if you found me. Greetings, it's great to have you here. This is so cool. It really is like really cool. So it's cool to actually be back, to be honest. It's not too, I'm not gonna look at the timeline. So I think the great thing about this, I might actually update my I'm gonna pin that one, because it's my new one. So pin for me just basically means it kind of keeps it up to date. So if I pin this to it doesn't mean you actually have a pin. If you're not familiar with Twitter, it just means that when someone finds your page, that's where they're gonna find. And let's do the bio because it's been a month. And obviously we're on this series. So yeah, let's edit the. Oh, okay, we could do a little bit of work with this. So let's edit the profile. the bio a little bit. Okay. Quirky Gems podcast, so it's still on the last series. Okay. So, Quirky Gems podcast, gotta delete this and put no socials. And after I've done this, I'll share like how I feel compared to maybe going back onto Instagram. Okay. So this is like really small. No socials. Okay. So it's got presenter. I've got some like stuff to... Okay, let's see. So you've got Gem, that's me, podcast, Quirky Gems podcast, no socials. Okay. And is that everything? It's very hard to think on your feet, but okay. Quirky Gems podcast, no socials, presenter, happily taken. Should we add a little bit more, make it a bit sexier? Quirky Gems podcast, no socials. How about in brackets? Oop. Okay. Living life without social media. She says as she's updating her Twitter profile, as one does, you know. Okay, no socials. Living life without social media. Okay, and happily taken, Southampton. Yep, I'm happy with that. I'm gonna have to update though, so I'm gonna have to update my banner, but I do have a logo. So the logo that I have is of, I don't think you guys have seen it actually, but hopefully if I can upload this. Oh, which I can. Whoop, whoo. Oh, yeah. Loving it. Okay. So, if I can upload this. This is taken. Suddenly gone very quiet because the washing machine's behaving itself. So, this was... The banner that I'm using was actually taken from some offline advertising that I've been doing. I'm now going to try and update my display picture. Because my hair's grown a little bit now, and I look a little bit different. So, let's try this, if I can find it. Now that you're thinking, Gems, why don't you just like look at the logo and like take a picture from that? You know what I say to that? That is a great idea. Let's do that. Okay, so, I found it. Okay, joy to the world. Okay, I've got that. Got my picture, boom. Well, I guess you can see that. Yep, I'm happy with all that. Living life without social media, done. Okay, let's save that. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, yes. Okay, it's taken. Job done. Fantastic. Awesome. Loving it. Okay. This might be a slippery slope. I'm going to see, like, the views, whoever's seen it. It's had 6 impressions. Now, and it actually tells you... I don't know what that means, but okay. 6 impressions. I don't know how long I've been doing this for. Let's have a look on the record. Just tells me it's on. I'm using my phone like I did with the previous episode, so that's something. But I guess that's something... As a podcaster, like, you like seeing... how people are viewing what it is you're putting out there, but it can be a slippery slope. So, yeah, the pinned tweet's there. I might, moving forward, keep to Twitter. I have liked this. It's not been too bad. So that's good. If you want to see... I haven't even given you my handle, I don't think. But if you want to check it out, it's at Radio Gem on Twitter. So, yeah, that's been a cool experience. I have a few new followers. Hello to you. Ow, guys. And, yeah, so it hasn't been too bad. As I look at the app on Twitter, to be honest, all I can see is like my audiogram that I did, and it's just like flashing pink. An audiogram, if you don't know, is something that you listen to and it gives you a little bit of like a hint as to what the episode's going to be. But yeah, so how do I feel? It's been a month. And like I said, I was drawn to more Twitter because it has like a different interaction. And for me, it seemed to be more, I felt more connected with Twitter than anything else. However, if I do continue to use it, it will only be like to advertise a podcast. And I think maybe interact with the whole radio aspect of my life. But I don't think I'll interact with the news feed so much. I think there has to be boundaries, but maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. But as I look at it, I'm happy that it's updated now. And yeah, so it will be interesting to see how I'm going to check notifications. I guess it's just like a part of what you do, isn't it? But I'm more drawn to my profile. I'm very happy with how that looks now. It's up to date. And yeah, so I'm now going to log out and see how I feel about that. Because they say about, like, when you go onto social media, there's, like, a dopamine rush, they say, isn't there? So I'm going to log out now. Okay, I've logged out. How do I feel? You know, I actually feel okay. I don't feel like I want to keep continuing to log back in. I'm absolutely happy what I set out to do. I had a clear goal in mind. I was drawn to it. It seemed like it was a natural thing to do. So maybe moving forward, I might continue to advertise on like the podcast on Twitter, but for other aspects at the moment, the boundary is keeping it for that. If you want to follow me or you want to see what it is I'm up to, it's at Radio Gem. But, yeah, I'm okay with that. I was giving this some thought last night because it hit the 1 month anniversary of when I came off of Instagram and noticed that I felt more comfortable with using Twitter than Instagram. But, yeah, so, I feel fine. Yeah, you know, I feel absolutely fine. What I set out to do, I've done. And, yeah, so in the next episode, I might talk about what I've come across since I've come off of social media and maybe why I'm drawn to and why. But, yeah, I'm okay with that. So it's been a month and they say, like, you know, you hit like a dopamine rush and you want more and more of it. Nah. I guess for me, I'm not addicted to social media, but I guess for me, you just find out what one works for you, and if it does, how and why. But yeah, I'm okay with that. So that wasn't as bad as maybe I thought it was going to be. So yeah, a month without Twitter, and then I log back in, and then I forget what my password is. But hey ho, what can be said? Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and in next episode, I might even talk about what I've come across in a month. And there's been a lot, actually, when I think about what I've come across in a month that I haven't been using social media. And, yeah. So, not too bad. Not as scary or overwhelming as I thought it would be. But if you've listened or you found me on Twitter, say hi if you want. And if you do, I might even read you out in the next episode. So that would be cool, wouldn't it? You know, really push a little bit of a boundary. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this interesting. If you haven't tried Twitter, now you know what it's like when you kind of log back in or when you set it up. And not too bad. Watch this space, I guess you could say. Thank you so much for listening. This is Quirky Gems Podcast and they say shows. And I'll talk to you again the same time next week. I'm Gem Swallow. It's been a blast. Speak to you next week. Take it easy. Thank you for listening to Quirky Gems Podcast and they say shows. If you like this episode, why not subscribe to never miss a future episode? And why not leave a review? Chat again next week. Catch you then.